Ow!
Jesus!
You didn't say when we're going.
Ow!
What happened?
Then, by the way, could you put half of the energy you put into your screwing around 30 seconds before the mic goes live into the actual show? That'd be nice.
I think I'm getting sick of wind.
Oh, are you?
The Linbull's working its way out.
I refreshed. I ate more Linbull. I crushed the remainder of your Linbull.
That was a bad idea.
Really?
Bad idea.
How am I so
bad?
Full
things
of
are going to happen.
And brilliance, though.
Must hide the knives because something's going bad.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Allison Frank.
That's me.
There you go. See, funny.
Hilarious.
Funny. Even though my eardrums are now bleeding down the sides of my neck.
What's wrong with that?
Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You go there for a bunch of my writing, as well as episodes of this show shared every Monday and every Thursday. All of our contact information. You want to get a hold of Allison, it's at Allison Frank on Twitter. A-L-L-I-S-0-N. I'm at Papa's Basement. You also got facebook.com/papasbasement for all the show links and a bunch of funny photos. Last but not least, if you have the podcast app for your iPhone, look up Papa's Basement, subscribe to us, and give us a 5-star rating. That would be appreciated. And write a review. That would be awesome, too. And if you're an Android user, use whatever your podcast app is. I don't think it's called exactly podcast. And do what I just said for the other guys. Allison?
Yes, darling?
Stop typing.
Oh, right.
Can you focus for 5 seconds?
I can focus.
We've got 45 minutes, and then we can go home and watch Derek.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. I heard it was fabulous.
Oh, did it?
I got a lot of great reviews.
How many episodes of Derek are there? If for those of you who don't know, Derek is the latest Netflix original series. I'm a Netflix junkie.
I would say there's 60-11-D.
You are a dumb, stupid bitch.
You know what?
What?
I believe in English we say Polish. So, and you would be right. I am Polish.
And now I like you again.
I'm a Polish Jew.
It's the latest Netflix original series starring Ricky Gervais.
No, why
Gervais?
Do you...
Ricky Gervais. Did I say it wrong? Is it Jervis? Is that what you're going to say? Why are you staring at me?
Why don't you say avocado now?
Avocado?
No, because you're not doing it properly.
What do I say?
I think you say avocado.
I say avocado a lot.
Yeah, like your brother.
Isn't that the same?
No, it's not. It sounds really, really weird. And then I probably want to say, well, you know, I'm Greek.
Well, can you... That's the one thing I could stand you typing for right now.
Yeah.
I do want to see how many episodes are in the season of Derek, because... American shows, well, Netflix shows in general, they do what, 12 episodes ish?
13, I think.
Yeah, 12 to 13 in that range. And British shows, they do 6. Whatever your season is, and they call it a series over there, it's almost invariably 6 episodes per series. So if they did only 6 episodes of Derek, I'm going to be not happy. But what I did see was very, very British.
I see.
So I would not be shocked.
Series? I don't know. Let's see what it says.
You all right there?
Season one.
You're regurgitating your cud.
Season one.
I am going to look using my computer machine as well.
Mine is
Derek.
I think seven. It looks like 7 episodes.
Oh, really?
7? Are you getting 7?
Hold on. Let me look.
I think because I look at Derek, then I want to talk like this.
That's not how he talks.
But
you
that's how he
like
looks.
You sound like Milton from
that's
Office
how
Space.
He looks. He looks like he talks like this.
How many episodes, Derek? God, my nose itches. Oh, son of
a gun. Son of a gun. Oh, one spicy meatball.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you have limbo. You have more than one?
7 episodes. 7 episodes.
So I was right.
You were right. Wow. I don't like to admit it.
I'm surprised, actually, because I am Polish, so.
We don't do that kind of humor on this show.
All right, I forgot.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Let's take it up a notch. Classy humor.
I actually wanted to bring up something that's been making the rounds on the net lately, which ties into the last episode.
Okay.
Although I don't know the order we're playing these in. This might be the first one.
Oh, right. So we're seeing the future. What might be coming in the next episode?
What might be coming? Well, either in the last episode we discussed going to Whole Foods or we're about to discuss Whole Foods and
we're about to go there.
And Trader Joe's and all that.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even say Wegmans last time. But actually, years ago, because I actually grew up in Canandaigua, New York, which is where Canandaigua, New York. And that is where Wegmans.
That's a thing?
Yes, it is. As my grandmother would say, Canna who? Canna what? Do you have a movie theater out there living with the Indians? Do you live in a teepee?
I was going to say.
Yeah. But it is an Indian whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
So here's the thing. The thing is Wegmans started there and the first
in
Super
Wegmans. Canandaigua.
Canandaigua.
Wow.
Yes. So
what gods did you pray to in
actually,
Canandaigua
is one of the five
the
finger
owl
lakes.
The owl or the turtle?
We did live in a house that we rented and it had a totem pole in the
front.
Sounds
like a place where you live in a yurt.
So it's funny because everyone knew our house because you'd say, oh, where do you live? And all we had to say, we didn't have to say our street or anything else. We'd say we live in the totem pole house and everyone knew exactly where we lived.
What years of your life did you live in totem pole house?
I don't know exactly.
Ballpark me. Come on.
I'm trying to think. I know.
Keep it rolling.
My sister had a turtle named Frog when we lived there.
Sister sounds like a dunce.
She's pretty
special.
Well, she's not the smart one. She's the cute one. We've already had this discussion.
Okay.
So I want to say, I think I was older, maybe 16, something.
And you had teepee house or totem pole house.
Yeah.
All right. So finish the story. Wegmans, totem poles.
So maybe 15, 16, I lived there. And I think
retarded sisters. Go on.
Or 14 to 15, something around there. I don't know. So Canandaigua, but that is where Wegmans was. That's where their corporate thing was. It was in upstate New York. And when I moved from upstate New York to here after I graduated from nursing school, the only two things that I missed from New York was the lake, because Canandaigua Lake is huge. It's a kind of a lake where you can't see the other side. So when I moved here and people were like, hey, we're going to the lake, I'd be like, oh, good. Can you put a boat in it? And when people start laughing, then I just know, like, it's not a real lake. It's skimming a rock. That's a pond. There's ducks. Bring some crackers. You know, we're not going water skiing or swimming.
You like yourself a great lake. You want it to look like poor white trash ocean.
But that's how the lakes are in upstate New York. And I think, you know, people talk about Lake Michigan, which I've never been there. But
it looks like an ocean from what I gather.
Yeah, and Canandaigua Lake is like that too. It's very big. So my sister actually went to school with Danny Wegman, which is the son.
The Danny Wegman?
Well, he's the son of the founder. And they're big there, but I'm just saying that the first Super Wegmans was in Canandaigua, where they added on the marketplace and the patisseries and all that. The first one was in Canandaigua. So there
you go. Well, that was just the best story ever.
Well, actually, but they were big into having the Whole Foods, too. And they were the only market at that time that actually did have, like, some organic things and natural things. And they are one of the first ones that I've ever seen juicing. And they had an actual orange juicer, and they just put oranges in and you could actually watch them go up this tube and be juiced, and then you'd put your whatever size container you wanted in there and just pump out fresh orange juice, and you bought it like that. I mean, Wegmans was the first one, so they were kind of the trendsetters that way.
Do I just label this as the Wegman aside?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for healthy eating and all of that. So
Wegmans is.
But actually their store brands were very good too.
When do we become the health food hour?
But I was excited when Wegmans came here. But now they have a lot of competition in that department. But when it comes to like their meats and all that, they actually hire chefs and they actually hire butchers and they actually people go to school and culinary
Did
arts.
Did Danny Wegman pipe you? Is that why you're
no,
so partial
and I,
to
actually,
Wegmans?
I know a lot of people that actually worked for Danny Wegman, but I was not one of them.
Oh, so he came through school and he was like, I will own you all someday.
No, but it was very popular.
Like,
and it was
Stephen
the leading
Ford in
grocery
Detroit.
Store. Like, we had other ones. I don't even remember what they are because I didn't like to go there. I don't know. In Rhode Island, we have Stop and Shop. I don't know. Those are pretty bad.
Sorry, I'm still drinking in all this Danny Wegman talk. My mind is just
blown. Did your mom do green stamps? Do you ever remember green stamps?
No, we weren't poor.
Oh, is that a poor people thing? I don't know. My grandmother
I
was
thought
very...
it was like food stamps or something.
No, I think they're just I don't know. There was an episode on the Brady Bunch where they collected green stamps and whoever got the most, like the girls or the boys.
Oh,
and then
is
they
that? I've heard of this discussed by other elderly people, Anthony Cumia. And what is it? You would get like a stamp in a book every time you went to the grocery, and then you had like 400,000 stamps and you'd get like a fake mustache. Like it was like getting the tickets at the arcades.
Yes, exactly. You got something with Chuck E. Cheese on it, a tattoo or whatever. And that was big because my grandmother loved tattoos. No, but you're close. I mean, dishes or whatever, I think. I think it's now like it's become popular in other ways. Like you save up your Marlboro points, you know, so you can, you save enough Marlboro points. And if you live, you can get that elliptical.
Yeah, I had a friend who was saving up for the jacket.
And Budweiser, I think they have points and stuff,
he wanted
too.
He smoked lights.
Yeah.
And then he explained to me that he was going to stave off lung cancer later in life because the Asians had figured out if you just eat shark fins, it cures cancer.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
But we do know fruits and vegetables
do. So now he's probably filled with cancer but has an erection if shark fin does what it actually does.
I've got a boner, but I'm too sick to use it. Ladies.
He's exactly like Wyatt Earp in Tombstone, just coughing up blood, but boning about.
No, that wasn't Wyatt Earp.
Oh, no, it was Doc Holliday.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just knew it was Huckleberry.
Yeah.
I'll be a Huckleberry.
Oh, man, that's great.
Your Huckleberry.
Mm-hmm. They actually, now with all this Ben Affleck stuff, they've been showing some unsavory photos of Val Kilmer now, where he's just
he's so big now.
Yeah, he looks kind of like Marlon Brando. Between Marlon Brando and Jabba the Hutt. You know what I mean? And they're like, hey, guys, I used to be Batman.
He used to be a good-looking dude. He was friggin' Jim Morrison. He could recreate the cover of The Doors' Best Of convincingly.
I know.
And everyone thinks it's sad when you die filled with your own puke at 27. It's not.
But I actually did like he is kind of clever. I mean, he can do well, you know?
I love him in Heat. He's like one of the best parts of Heat. The best movie of all time.
It's called something Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss.
Yes, there you go.
And he plays a weirdly gay, but not like straight acting gay man.
Kind of, yeah. But
that would be my performance as a gay if I had to play a gay, mind you.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't ham it up.
Yeah.
I would just be like completely like whistling at ass, but it'd just be man ass. It'd be like me.
Yeah.
And my lust patterns would just be like, oh, I was just whacking it to gay porn. Stuff's the best. But I talk all normal dude like.
Yeah, look at the turd gutter on that man.
Exactly. I wouldn't fem it up. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my. Yep. Make your mom proud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting
with my gayness.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you have on your roster over
here's
there?
Here's my thing.
Okay.
Have you been sent the little comedian's piece? This thing for a damn comedy writer has gone as viral as it gets. It's called Surviving Whole Foods.
Mm.
Like, we've talked about Whole Foods on the show previously and how much I enjoy eating there and watching football there and everything. I've been sent this by like three different people.
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
It's by Kelly McLean.
Okay.
And it's on HuffPost Comedy.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I think so.
It's not good writing. I don't know how this
is. And she kind of just disses it, and like uppity, everything tastes like cardboard, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. And she seems like little rich white bitch.
Yeah.
So she knows what Whole Foods is.
Yeah.
It really isn't like a bunch of organic crappy stuff in my experience. Like, this is the writing of someone from maybe Tulsa. Like one of the poor people of Tulsa.
Well, I think someone that's trying to, you know, for all the people who don't like health foodies and all that, and it's kind of taking a jab at them and blah, blah, blah.
I don't get it, though.
Yeah.
Like my average meal purchase at Whole Foods, I go in, get a slice of pizza and an ice cream for
But if you want to go in there and get Nestle Quick or you want to go in there and get a Diet Coke, you're not going to get
it there.
You're
not going to get your Wonder Bread. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have cane sugar soda. That's health nut. It tastes like soda. It doesn't have.
But I mean, if you go to the whole other extreme, like when you're talking about raw foods and those kinds of things, I mean, yes, then there are things that are not good for you there. I mean, if you're going to go to the extreme, and they do have a lot of meats and fatty foods and those kinds of things. I mean, you can get a you can get a monster bladder. You can get the gladiator shield of nachos. You know what I mean?
I need to write for HuffPost Comedy, because this bitch ain't funny. Here's the opener.
Yeah.
Because I'm finally reading this. It's been sent to me multiple times.
Yeah.
And we were discussing Whole Foods. I'm like, you know what? Let's talk what's hot with the kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it pumped in my news feed several times.
Yeah.
That's why I passed it on to you,
dude,
too.
135,000
yeah.
Facebook shares. This is as viral as it gets.
Yeah.
2.6K Google likes, 13,000 tweets, 22,000 emails. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
That is viral.
Okay.
The opener. Whole Foods is like Vegas. You go there to feel good, but you leave broke, disoriented, and with the newfound knowledge that you have a vaginal disease.
Yeah.
How does that happen at Whole Foods?
I don't know.
I don't. Comedy works when there's an actual likeness there, where there is a similarity.
If you really think about it, every time that we've gone to Whole Foods, how many times have you just had unprotected sex? So
4.
Yeah.
And I was lucky.
Okay, so
lucky I didn't catch anything.
Right.
Also, it's a vaginal disease. I like
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Not STD. Not even the old-fashioned venereal disease. A vaginal disease.
Yeah. Vagitis. The big vagoo.
Oh, my God. I'm just going through this.
He got vagoosis.
First thing I see is a great wall of kombucha. 42 different kinds of rotten tea.
Yeah.
Fun fact. The word kombucha is Japanese for "I jizzed in your tea." Jizz spelled G-I-Z-Z. Who spells it that way?
Everybody.
Oh, am I the weirdo with the J-I-Z-Z?
I mean, when you get vaginal disease, then it...
From corrupted jizz. Anyone who's ever swallowed that gob of mucus at the end of the bottle knows exactly what I'm talking about. Mm. I believe this thing is called the mother, which makes it that much creepier. Next, I see the gluten-free section filled with crackers and bread made from various wheat substitutes, such as cardboard and sawdust.
Somebody said that was the funniest thing that they've read all year. That particular line.
How? Yeah. How are we not rich and famous and powerful?
No, but you can see what she's saying. Some things are tasteless or whatever. But actually, there's a whole gamut of products. So you can, you know, not go for the sawdust ones. I mean, you can go that in any other store, too. You know?
And then this C-wordy line. Ever notice that you don't meet poor people with special diet needs? A gluten intolerant house cleaner? We're talking about the dark people that help us. A cab driver with candida? Candida is what I call a rich white person problem. Hey, I have met poor people with food problems. It's called diabetes. They eat sugar and they die, you dumb bitch. How's that for tee hee ha ha?
And heart disease.
Yeah, exactly. You ever meet poor people with food problems? Yeah.
A lot.
They're fat as S. And they die at 53.
Yeah, they're the 24-year-old with gout.
Exactly.
I know, because I worked the free clinic for years. So.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, how long have you had this cough? Since 86. I'm like, you're 9. Like, how did that even happen?
I can't. I'm not going to read through the rest. She has like this nice little high def video at the bottom of it.
Oh, I didn't get all that.
I'm not going to watch it. Comedian Kelly McLean. This isn't funny. And then she gets rung up for 313 at the end. Blow me.
Yeah.
It was so unfunny. Anyone who sent that to me.
Yeah.
And you find me funny. I'm pained. I now feel less funny because you thought that was funny.
Wow. Maybe people didn't just send it because they thought it was funny. I passed it on because it was Whole Foods and it was blowing up, you know?
I think it's like for people who haven't gone to Whole Foods and they think that's what Whole Food is. Like it's some kind of hippie collective. We eat pure crap here. There's a lot of garbage at Whole Foods. I sit down and I eat like fried oyster sandwiches.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this made me the 1%.
Well, they do have the pork barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'll waddle my fat ass over to the pork barbecue pit and eat mac and cheese and jalapeno cornbread. Ooh, pinky to the corner of my mouth.
No, I know. But I think you do. I mean, we did go down the juice aisle and we did discover the juices. I mean, you get 8 or 10 ounces of this juice and it's $15, you know, so you can. I mean, there are some really overpriced items.
You can go nuts at giant grocery.
I mean, you can go nuts at the liquor store. I'm surprised a lot of poor people, I know a lot of poor alcoholics, but yet they got money for that 24 pack.
Exactly. You hit it out of the park on that one.
So Yeah, you can't fix your car. You're riding a skateboard to work. But look at, yeah, I saw you on Facebook with that bottle of Jack the size of a toddler.
God.
So, like, is that cheap?
I'm a white girl. I once saw a picture of a Puerto Rican penis, so I can be self-referential about the whites.
Oh.
I've seen outside the Matrix.
Wow.
So I can talk about white people problems, you dumb white bitch.
Wow. Rican penis.
Puerto Rican penis.
So I guess this is the dirty episode. So we will won't
no
be...
no that's this is the clean episode. We made too many Jew jokes on the other one for that to be the broadcast one.
That was not even funny. Shabbat Shalom. That is fine.
No, but we said Jew like 50-100 times and now we're saying it here, so let's quit while we're ahead.
You can't say Jew.
I don't know that much.
Why?
I it what clogs if we're, the pool I'm skimmer Jewish. If we say it enough.
Like, I can't say I'm Jewish?
No, not really. You can say that, Jewish.
Yeah.
But just a hard J, a Jew. Now, that you can't say so much.
Now I want to just say the word Jew to the tune of Jingle Bells. Jew, 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 Jew. Not good.
Oh, God. Speaking of not good, look at that. Look at how I just grabbed that for a seamless segue.
Oh, man, that was like the hook to get the unknown comic off the stage.
Speaking of not good, we can talk about my sex life now.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, scrumptastic. Yeah.
Scrumping's fun.
Yeah.
Draining balls is good.
Yeah. Oh, that's an article right there. You're going to put what's her face Whole Foods right out of business.
I'll spell jizz with, I'll spell draining balls with a Q.
And a number 7.
Dummy. Oh. No, speaking of not good, I wanted to talk about, and this is probably why we'll make this the first episode of the week, so it's only 8 days behind.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to talk about what's going on with Walter White right now.
Not good.
If you are keeping up with Breaking Bad,
yeah, you better turn it off. I know a lot of people want to.
The rest of the episode pretty much punch
I
out.
I did see someone had done an article about this, and they're like, it was like in a People magazine or something, and they kind of like, you want to talk about it, but there are so many people who are doing like a whole season, you know, that aren't caught up. So you never know when it's a good time to talk about it. Can we talk about the last season? Can we talk about this season? Can we talk about the last episode? You really, it's so good. You don't want to ruin anything for someone who's kind of just catching up, you know?
The problem is, and I think what really has the people at AMC sad as hell, it's like this little 8-episode second half of season 5 run.
Yeah.
It's their best ratings by far. I'm not talking like they've gone
up
200,000. It's like they went from 4 million viewers to 8 or something like that.
No.
Or 2 to 5.
Yeah. But I think that's because of exactly what happened. A lot of people, it got a lot of buzz. They were off for a while and everyone was so hyped at the end of the last one.
How many years did it take this show to develop its buzz? I don't know about you. I only got into this and Mad Men
because
they're on Netflix. And I had to crush seasons of these shows to catch up to them.
I saw Breaking Bad like maybe 2.5 years ago, I guess. Two years ago. And I just caught a couple episodes. It had a lot of buzz and there was a lot of like, you know, people were saying, oh, it's must watch or whatever. Kind of like a Mad Men. And I don't really think that has the viewing power maybe that it should, because it was a very clever show. But I think now, because of the blast of the last season and it's coming to an end, a lot of word of mouth is spreading. Like, you got to see this show.
That's the
problem.
Because everyone wants in before it's gone, but you've missed the entire impact. Like, Will, my brother.
Yeah.
He came in literally for season 5.
Yes, exactly.
So, again, shut it off if you haven't watched Mad Men.
Yeah, yeah. Not Mad Men.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Breaking Bad.
Shut it off for that, too. just bail out. It's not a good episode. Breaking Bad.
Spoiler alert.
And near the, I want to say the middle of the last episode, which at this point will not be the last episode. This is 8 days away from that episode. So we're pretty Johnny on the spot here.
That's true, because we're so delayed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walt pulls aside Jesse and he's like, I killed Jane, or I let Jane die, something to that effect. So if you've seen all the episodes, this is like, I won't say a gut punch because I'm not a baby, but I'm like, wow, that was powerful. And Will's just sitting there like, who the hell's Jane? Is that a goldfish you had to watch for him?
Yeah. His parakeet died. I watched your parent die.
It's the same way I watched Sopranos. I think I came into it like season four.
Yeah.
I mean, you miss so much background. And it's not like you can't get enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
But these shows at this point build their entire world. It's not Hill Street Blues.
I never like, watched that. I don't
like
Smits.
Who are we locking up this week?
It wasn't Smits in that? I don't like
it. No, Hill Street Blues was like considered the finest TV drama before big person drama was invented with The Sopranos.
But what was Smits on? Oh, that was L.A.
L.A. Law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really as serious as kind of drama got before Sopranos. And it's still...
What about Cagney and Lacey? Didn't they do well?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was the broad who played Cagney and or Lacey? One of them had a good name. Tyne Daly, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one. She kind of looks like the Filipino lady that gave me my...
Oh, you mean the black chick.
Oh, Tyne Daly's black.
Yeah. Tyne Daly, actor, singer, Negro.
Picking my fro and solving crimes. Making Lynn Bowles when I'm not on TV.
See, we're definitely putting this one first now. So all of this will make sense when you listen to the Thursday episode afterward.
Oh, my.
But, yeah. What are you thinking? Where are you thinking after Hank's dead?
Yeah.
Again, if you didn't shut it off, screw you. You got ample warning. Hank got killed. Hank got shot to hell.
But actually, the biggest thing from not this last episode.
Is Gomez died too? I know.
No. The episode before that. It was pretty bad because Junior forgot to tell one of the customers to have an A1 day. So.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm just on the show to eat breakfast. Dad.
You like my Junior impression? I can keep going.
No, but a lot of people are like, is he going to get killed?
Also works as a sloth impression. Hey, you guys. Oh, no. Little modification necessary, but.
I guess.
Yeah.
When he talks like more.
I'm struggling with my tongue in my mouth. Not Junior.
Oh, God.
Dad, what's going on?
Kind of. You're a little off, but I mean, this is
straight from the oven of my butt. No prep. It's not like I sit around and just do Junior impressions. Walt Jr. What was his name? Flynn. He wanted for a while.
Yeah,
Flynn.
Yeah, but they brought that up this last one.
You're watching the show.
Yeah.
At this point, he's abducted the kid, which he then dumped off at the fire station.
Yeah.
So the family hates him for life, even Walt Jr.
Yeah.
Hank's dead.
Yeah.
So he's lost that, and Jesse is now like part of some sex slave ring where he makes meth while on a dog leash.
Yeah, and the thing about
two
it is that
left.
It's like he's so devastated by Hank's death. Like, he's crushed. He's crumbled. He's whatever. And in a sense, as evil as he is, the way he's talking to his wife, you know, the light of his life and wanting to be a family.
Skylar, who Will is convinced is the ugliest woman on earth. I don't know why.
Yeah, he really doesn't like her.
He really finds her repugnant, and yet I've seen what he's had sex with.
Like, He wanted her to die in whatever first episode he saw.
Yeah.
He's like, she needs to die.
I don't find her horribly offensive. She's just... No. She's fairly normal looking to me.
Yeah, she's fine. I mean, not fine.
Yeah.
Not like Tyne Daly fine.
Exactly. No, Will acts like hydrochloric acid's been dribbled on her face.
I know. She's
it's
like
baffling
part,
to me.
Part lizard, part ape. He's like...
It's just weird reactions.
You don't deserve love.
Yeah. You don't deserve to breathe. Or if you do, it's through gills, you mutant bitch.
Yeah.
He is just disgusted by her.
He really is. I mean, he's just like, ugh.
He will not shut up about her when we watch the show.
Yeah.
She's like, ugh, that ugly bitch.
Yeah. But I'm surprised, though, that he's so devastated by Hank's death. But
when Hank is shot. And he collapses in the desert and his mouth opens, his bearded mouth, but it's silent.
Yeah.
And it looks like they did that celebrities without their teeth treatment.
Yeah.
Like it was photoshopped. And so it just looks like this gash.
Yeah.
It literally looks like 70s
porn gash. But I mean, he was crippled and he really was trying to save his life and all that. And so you got that. But then the way it turned and now he's like this kind of madman and he's kind of talking out of turn, like he was so calculated before kind of becoming like this loose cannon, and I'm going to rip you to shreds, and I'm going to pull out your entrails, and you're like, wow. Some
powerful talk right there.
Whoa, take the edge off. They're like, where's Hank? They're like, you know, he wasn't even trying to use code or whatever. He was just like,
I mean, this is all, again, worthless because we're going to be a full episode behind.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this. So this will be like laughably bad.
Oh, I guess. Okay. I see.
No, it's fine, though. We should still discuss it because we're going to have one episode left by the time this airs.
Yeah.
So where do you think it ends? That's really what I wanted to put out there, and because for once I want to have relevant contact.
I mean, I was kind of sure he was gonna like Dexter, just go off into the sunset.
Oh, we have to talk Dexter too, but first this.
Yeah, I mean, just go off into the sunset and drink margaritas or some fruity umbrella drinks or something that it looks like I made.
You sound like a stupid dumb bitch. Because
that's the way how it was before, but then now this last one, he like topsy turvy turned it all around. So you don't know if he's gonna wind up using meth himself or hanging himself or going to jail.
We've had two kind of flashes of his future.
Yeah.
And one of them, he's eating pancakes under an alias with an M16 in his car trunk.
Yeah.
And the other one,
he's back to his house,
which has been foreclosed on, or not, but foreclosed, obviously, but like,
yeah,
boxed off.
And they know that it's him. They know he's Heisenberg. They know he's the guy.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, with Hank being dead, that's still out. And
because
obviously,
there's Martha, if I recall, who's getting her groceries, and he just goes, "Hello, Martha," and she drops her oranges.
Yeah.
The klutzy old move.
Yeah. So.
So, all that considered, who lives? Anyone else dying, you think? What's happening to Jesse? What's happening to Walt?
I don't know. I think they'll both live.
Come on, an answer. For the love of Christ, it's a show. I know you don't know because you're not Vince Gilligan. What do you think's happening?
I'd like to see him, you know.
There we go. What would you like to see?
I would like to see him out on a beach somewhere and just drip off in the sunset, fall asleep, and his cancer eats him. But, you know, he's out there with the, what are those things called?
Grains of sand.
No. Those lizards, you know, that hang around.
Komodo dragons?
Yeah, kind of. But that's not really what they are.
Iguanas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the iguanas, the big iguanas. And you just see the iguana. And it's kind of a metaphor for him drifting off into another life. And you just see the iguana and his tail leaving a trail in the sand. And he goes off into the sunset. But then you don't know if
Walt Jr.
No, you don't know if Walter's sleeping or if he's dead from cancer. But you know he's got his big hat on. He's got his pineapple drink there. So
you want literally the happiest ending possible?
No,
because
he could be dead. He could be dead. We don't.
But
know.
He died with like the sun on his tummy, full of pina colada.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You don't want a bad ending for Walt.
No.
You're rooting for Walt.
In a sense, I mean, I don't want him chopping up his wife and, you know, ruining everybody's life and going off like a crazy person. That's what you liked about him. Like, even though he was so evil, it's like you were really rooting for him. But now he's kind of like going a little bit cuckoo and you're like, wow, maybe.
Just a little bit now.
He needs to be locked up.
You're easy to please. You're like, oh, these last couple episodes, I think he's crossed a line or two.
I mean, with the machine gun shootout and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little over the edge. But poisoning kids.
That's fine. Letting a junkie choke? Come on, who hasn't been there?
I know.
That's Tuesday right there.
Well, we just talked about my mom flopping around on the floor like a fish. I mean, my mom was kind of doing the Jane dance. And actually, my mom's name is Jane.
Really?
Yeah.
Jane whatever, Frank?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jane Patricia Frank.
Well, then.
Yeah, how about that? But she goes by Yenna, because that's how you pronounce Jane.
Yenna?
Yes, in Denmark.
Oh, God. So what happens to Jesse? What happens to the rest of the family? I want your answers before I give mine.
But they're not going to kill Jesse.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, they want you to think he's going to die, but he won't. Walt will die before he does, I think.
I think Jesse dies.
Really?
I get the vibe that Jesse dies, man. I think this show wants to leave you with the most hollow.
Really?
I mean,
they kept him on, so I think maybe he'll live because he did the right thing, and that's kind of a sign to do the right thing, even though you're all left up, you know.
He's
all messed up.
I think this is the best show that's come out since Sopranos. It owes everything to
The Sopranos. It wouldn't surprise me if Walt died, you know.
I think they give him like a Godfather 3 ending where the people close to him are gone and or dead.
Yeah.
And he just like dies alone while a dog's looking at him on a chair. Not that detailed. Not that close.
But that's
to
what
him,
I'm saying. Like, he could be on the beach somewhere. I didn't say his wife and his kid were there. You know what I mean?
No,
that's...
he's completely... I think they cut away and he's still alive. I could be wrong. Maybe the whole last episode is the future that we see. Because you have to include those scenes, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just weird little throwaways. I think the last
episode, they do, because they've tied them in before. You know, they've caught them up before.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean like...
Because like his birthday and all that, and then we catch up to his birthday. Yeah.
Trying to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess all those flash forwards will be in the last episode. So we're looking forward to Walt eating pancakes.
But I mean, he could eat pancakes and die. We don't know what happens, you know?
Like he chokes on the pancake.
No, they shoot him up or whatever. Who knows?
Hmm.
Maybe he doesn't get killed by the right guys. He gets killed by the wrong guys. I don't know. He's supposed to do one more cook and all that.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fully Allison. I'm totally unaware here. Now I just want to watch the episode, damn it.
I know. A couple days.
It's too far in the future.
It's not really.
It's too far in the future.
I don't know. It is. It's really well done. I mean, that's why you can't. I really don't like it when they, you know, we've talked about this too, where the director or whomever, they just kind of dumb it down for the audience and they kind of just feed you the pieces. So you put it all, put the puzzle together before the end. You know?
Are you tiptoeing around Dexter? I mean, Dexter, we kind of have to guess at the ending, too. That one, this will be airing the day after the last episode. There's one episode left. Are you caught up on Dexter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How bad is it?
It's horrible. It's really horrible. And when What's-Her-Face got killed, Dr. Whatever, I was like, hot dog.
Evelyn.
Yeah. I was like, man, I wish they would have killed her 3 episodes ago. She was so annoying. I didn't like her. I didn't like her the whole way through.
It's a show I've only caught up to because Rich gave me his Showtime Anytime password. Yeah. I don't know why.
I mean, like I said before, they have a lot of Gladiator shows and they have all these other stupid shows on TV. And so, you know, I'd rather dial into that than whatever. But I mean,
Everyone keeps pointing as the John Lithgow episode as its zenith. Like, unequivocally, everyone's like, that was the best. It sucked even by then. He gave a great performance.
No, I mean, I actually did love that.
But the show had lost its way by then.
No, I mean, that was only season 4.
Yeah, it had gotten bad by then.
No.
Because here's the flaw with Dexter.
Yeah.
I'm a serial killer who has normal human emotions.
Yeah, you said this before, but you're not really a Dexter fan.
But I've seen every episode. What else are you going to call me?
Yeah, but he was pretending through all that episode. And then his wife got killed. So.
Yeah, and he should have been like,
Huh?
That's how a sociopath reacts. I was like, that's an
inconvenience. Yeah, but he kind of did act that way. He wasn't devastated that way.
I'm pretty sure he was.
No, he wasn't. Like, really? He had to pretend. And then when the follow-up came on for the next season, he had to pretend. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm in mourning. it's my wife. Even in this episode, he's like, yeah, I'm going to need to leave because of my wife. He's like, yeah, screw it. Like, he didn't want her to die because that's not part of his code. But, you know.
The code of Harry, which has been flushed in the turlet more times than I care to count.
Yeah.
So how do you think Dexter ends? And then we can punch out.
Well, I guess he drifts off into the sunset, I guess.
You think he escapes with Hannah? And, again, spoiler alerts. If you haven't watched Dexter, punch out, yada, yada. You think he escapes with Hannah and Harrison and lives happily ever after? Do you think his weird dwarf-nosed sister lives? What?
I don't know.
He obviously kills the one guy.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to let Dexter die the beta killer on the show. He's the alpha.
Yeah.
So he kills the one guy.
Yeah.
But does he give it all up?
I don't know that he gives it up. I think he, you know, maybe that's his guise or his ruse or that's his plan. You know what I mean? Because even now he's like, I don't think I need to kill this guy. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's when I'm checking out.
Making that noise.
Yeah, he's got a zillion knives and he's like, you know what? I'm in the mood for sushi. I'm going to let you simmer.
Given how bad the show has been for years, I'm only guessing there's a happy ending.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like Deb lives. He kills the guy, and he and Harrison and the
because
Hannah
then they can
all
do a
escape.
Movie later on where he's
Dexter,
you know,
in Paradise.
Yeah, well, and then he relapses and he's got this need, maybe because his son's gone off to college,
and he's just killing the natives, but for like these really small infractions, like you stole a coconut, Jaime.
I don't think so. I mean, there'll be some
like he invents some whole new nitpicky code.
No, I think they could do it bigger than that. You know?
Oh, really?
It'll be kind of like a Mission Impossible Dexter style, and he kills the bad guy, but then the police are like, oh, I guess the bad guy went to France.
You think they're doing a movie spinoff, by the way?
I mean, they might. I mean, that's, I'm just saying that's what they'll leave it open to. You know what I mean? So
these shows tend to not get movie spinoffs.
No, like, but I'm saying they'll leave it open, and even if it's to our own interpretation or whether they actually did something with it, I think they'll leave it
open.
But
out of all
the
quote unquote mature shows, if you will,
yeah,
is there anything outside of Sex and the City yet that's gotten one?
I think we should tell the listeners to look up what is it called?
A Better Show?
No, Catch Up with the Hot Dogs. And they do a version, they do a wrap up of the last season of Dexter.
Season 7.
Yeah, they catch you up on it. And
there's also True Blood, Catch Up with the Hot Dogs, and who else?
I like the Dexter one the best, but then they were like, you know, are they going to kill Dexter? And they're like, oh, the show's name's still Dexter, right? Because, I'm going to be here, so. Yeah. So
sorry,
he's got a point
I pulled
there.
Away from the mic to.
No problem, darling.
Type up the outline. Because we want to do that. We want to correctly give the contents of this episode to the listener.
Whole Foods,
even though they've been
Breaking
bad
Dexter.
For a while. They're just not good radio. Not fundamentally sound, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Oh, my.
I've heard there's an Entourage movie.
I actually don't know if it's getting done.
I don't think I'd pay to see it.
I actually saw a couple episodes that I actually did.
Oh, it's one of those shows that, like, when you get HBO Go, I'm just like...
Oh,
all
just
caught up.
Oh, really?
I mean,
I think you're all caught up on everything, but...
A lot of them. The worst I ever did was Buffy on Netflix.
Awful. I don't even know why you did that.
First of all, after season 3, it's crap. Second of all...
Is this going to kill our listeners if we say that I don't like Buffy?
No, don't care. Whatever. We don't have listeners. It's liberating. After season 3, it's junk. I believe it's 7 seasons, but that show...
Everyone says Buffy was great, but it's Angel that killed it.
Well, Angel can eat it, too. I mean, I started watching that, and that was literally, even in my darkest, I'm watching 8 hours of TV a day moment, watching Buffy and Angel, I was like, John, what are you doing, dude?
You want to watch Jack LaLanne's infomercials instead.
Where is this going? What is the end of this behavior? I want to say Buffy was 48 minutes an episode. It was not short. And it was like 27 per season, 25. Yeah. I mean, that represented several hundred hours of viewing.
That's awful. And actually, one of the friends that I grew up with, we've known each other since I was 11, and we were best friends, and she was just in love with it, and that's when I knew.
God, it was good.
We just don't have anything in common anymore.
Oh, no, it was cute in its day, back when like Buffy was some metaphor for puberty and all that crap. But
no, I didn't like it.
Oh, it got bad. Well, we can punch out. We've done enough.
Okay, darling.
We can get you another Lynn Bowl.
Never.
Fill you up. Allison?
The Peruvian Bowl. That's the way to go, people.
With that chimichurri sauce.
Oh, it's good. Well, it's got the avocado, the black beans, the tempeh.
Allison.
Yes, darling.
They want to tweet you. It's twitter.com/AllisonFrank, AllisonN. I'm the same, but at Papa's Basement, not Allison Frank. I'm John Papa Giorgio. That's why the show is called Papa's Basement.
I gotcha.
In papasbasement.com, you go there, you're going to get a new episode of this every Monday and every Thursday, as well as a bunch of my writing and all of our contact info, like facebook.com/papasbasement if you're big into the Facebook thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use the podcast app on your iDevice, find us on iTunes, subscribe to us, rate us, and leave a comment.
That's good. I will do that. This is Juicy. Peacing out. Ugh.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.